Well, just as the FIFA World Cup wrapped up, another global sports event has kicked off this morning. As you're hearing, Glasgow in Scotland is hosting the 2026 Commonwealth Games, with Team Australia joining in on the opening ceremony celebrations earlier this morning.
Australia! What a moment for Tim Hodge and Nina Kennedy. Tim Hodge, our baton holder, a three-time Paralympian. Nina Kennedy, a beautiful smile. She won women's pole vault gold medal in Paris, becoming the first Australian woman to win that Olympic event. And they're proudly leading out the Australian team here in Glasgow.
Well, thanks to Channel 7 for that audio. And it was pole vaulter Nina Kennedy leading the Aussies into the arena, one of the more than 250 athletes in the green and gold who will compete at the Games. Petria Thomas won Commonwealth and Olympic gold in the pool. She's now chef de mission for the Australian team for the Com Games and joins me now from Glasgow. Petria, great to have you on the program. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, what's the feeling like amongst the athletes on the team?
Look, everyone's very excited to be here and very excited for the competition to get underway. In fact, our bowlers have already had their first competition today and had a couple of good results. So it's, it's great and really kicks off in earnest tomorrow with a number of sports starting up.
And is this is a smaller Com Games team for this event and a slightly scaled back event, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's less sports than would normally be the case and hence less athletes. But it's great to have the sports here that we do have, and we're really looking forward to supporting them to achieve the best they possibly can.
What sort of reaction has there been from the local people in Glasgow to hosting these games?
Oh, I think, the Glaswegian people have really got behind the games. We're very, very thankful to our Scottish friends for stepping up to host these games and really thrilled to be here. I think it's going to be a great spectacle of sport.
These games, of course, were originally supposed to be held in Victoria until the state government abandoned the bid over cost concerns. Why do you think the Commonwealth Games still matter so much for athletes and many members of the wider community?
Oh, look, I think the Commonwealth Games has been going for almost 100 years. So it's steeped in tradition, and I think it's a great gathering of the Commonwealth nations and territories. There's not that many multi-sport events, on the calendar, and the Commonwealth Games is a really great games in itself, and it has a really special feel about it when you come to a Commonwealth Games. It's known as a friendly games, and there's a reason why. It just has a totally different feel about it to the Olympic Games. So, it's a great event, and we're really, really happy to be here as an Australian team, and everyone's really excited to get out and perform their best. And I think our athletes will do a fantastic job.
Petria, your chef de mission, it's a role that you've occupied before. What kind of word do you have with the athletes in the lead up to something like the Commonwealth Games? Athletes are looking to perform on this stage, but a lot of younger people, things can go wrong. What's your message been to them?
Oh, it's just about, when we come together in big teams like this, it's just about supporting one another and getting behind one another. It's, for some it'll be, they've been to the games before. For others it'll be their first time. So there's a real range of people on the team. And I think it's just about, I always try to talk about just enjoying the moment and being united as a team and supporting each other, because I think when Australian teams come together like this, it's our real strength.
Billionaire Gina Rinehart has pledged to reward Australian swimmers who win medals and break world records at the Commonwealth Games with cash bonuses. What's your view on that? Do you welcome it?
Oh, look, I'll never begrudge athletes, being able to accept prize money as such like that. Half their luck, I think. That's not an official team partner, so it's not going to all athletes. It's just been offered to the swimmers. So, I don't really have a position on it so much, to be honest.
Just finally, the Com Games also, of course, include para athletes. How is our team looking for the para events?
Oh, look, we've got a great para contingent on this team. In fact, it'll be our largest percentage of para athletes ever for a Commonwealth Games team. And the Commonwealth Games is a really special event for that reason, being the integrated nature of the Games. It's a real feature, and I know everyone on our team loves that it is integrated. So I think our para athletes are looking really good, and they'll be doing their country proud as well.
Well, Patria, you've got a lot on your plate over the next few days. It's been great to have you on the program. You've been one of my favourite swimmers for years and years and years. Such a gutsy, determined competitor and a quiet achiever as well with all that you've done. Thank you very much for making some time this morning.
Thank you, my pleasure.